Welcome to the Don't You Worry podcast. We're your hosts, Briley and Britton Caldwell, and we're here to say don't you worry through stories, encouragement, and joy. Be sure to like and subscribe so you don't miss an episode. So sit back, relax, and enjoy today's conversation. What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the Don't You Worry podcast. It's your favorite host, Briley and Britton, and we are amazingly pumped for this episode. It's going to be a great one.
Yes, we're so excited. So we wanted to take a little break from our last few weeks. We've been doing a love series with some encouragement from a book we read, but we wanted to do a completely new thing. We finished that series up, and we just wanted to talk about something fun that we got to do. So we got to go on my first college tour, and you
official
got to
college
go
tour.
Official college tour.
You've been to some colleges,
but. Yeah, I've been to colleges, but not like a real college tour on my own intentionally. So this was really fun, and you got to go with us. So
I did.
You basically get all of the tours now, and when you get to go,
so
again,
I gotta visit different schools so that I can have like 15 different schools that I've visited before I choose my college.
Absolutely. So I have not decided where I'm going to college, just to be clear on that. But we got to tour.
She does have the t-shirt.
We got to tour Union University. So if you don't know where that is, it's in Jackson, Tennessee, and it's an amazing school. I mean, absolutely incredible. So we just wanted to talk a little bit about the tour, how it went, our first college tour experience, and just all the things that went along with it. So are you ready?
Yes, I am. Let's go. So what specifically stuck out to you at Union University? Like throughout, maybe it was the tour, the visit, or just like what's keeping it on your college list of like, I'm considering this. Like what really stuck out to you that they did there?
I think definitely the thing that is sticking out to me is their values and how they execute their values, because it was so clear that every person, every professor and leader in charge at Union definitely lived out the values of the school, and they put it into their programs, everything they do at the school. It was so clear that their values are wrapped around it. So the values that Union goes by, they are excellence driven, Christ-centered, people focused, and future directed. And those four values are like, oh, whoa, that sounds so professional. But it was just so cool to see, like, excellence driven is kind of the concept of you are going to work hard at everything you do, which kind of goes along with scripture. Mm-hmm. Everything they do, all of their mottos go along with some spot in scripture. But the whole, you know, do everything for the Lord and work wholeheartedly at it, that's where that excellence driven comes from. And obviously Christ-centered. I mean, every person I met, you could just tell that they have been transformed by God. And, you know, whether I go to this school or not, I was just so inspired that that's how everyone should live. If you have been transformed by God, people should be able to see it. They shouldn't just be like, oh, I think it's a Christian college because of this, this, and this. It wasn't that. It didn't seem like it was, oh, let's put on our Christian face for our visit. You know, it was so clear that that was the heart of their focus.
Yeah, within like students and with the leaders, like you can tell
that absolutely.
Like they are being, Christ is being poured into them by their leaders. From four leaders, it's students. Like you're just being surrounded by it constantly. And like you said, it was very evident that like that is what they are all about. Like that is what they're doing, and they really embody those four values. And you can tell that those values with each one of them, you can completely like just take apart each one of those and explain it in so much depth. And you know that that is a purposeful statement. It is like an action, a call to action with each one. It's like you are excellence driven. You are going to try at your hardest at everything that you can do. Even if your best is a C, then like you're going to work hard at it because you like you said, it aligns with scripture, and every single one of their points does. And that's just like so inspiring when I was even looking at the college, like from my point of view, because like I'm not going to college anytime soon, but I just saw that and I could see like, okay, this would be a place that like it's a good environment to be around.
Yeah. And we got to tour different departments specifically. So I have no clue what I want to do for college, but we got to tour different departments throughout the day and meet with different departments of specific majors or minors that you might be interested in. And again, I have no clue. So I picked a few that I'm somewhat interested in. So I got to meet with the journalism department, and the journalism professor was amazing. He was so sweet. But it was just so cool to see how he presented his program. He said, you know, the reason I do this is because I just love producing things with my friends. And I love that God has given us the ability to create things, and together we like to build things and like to do this and this. And also at the school, they have a student to teacher ratio of 9 to 1, meaning they have really small classrooms, like not the overall school, but in the class, they have so many teachers that their classroom is a lot smaller than what you might see in a typical college where they might have, you know, 30 people or 50 people. I don't know. But I thought that was interesting, and it seemed like all the professors connect so well with their students, which is not something that I expected from a college. I mean, they even said that sometimes they'll have the students over to their house for dinner or something.
Yeah, like they're involved in their students' lives.
And that just seems so much more of a human thing than just a number. They've said at the school before, like, you know, if you come here, you're not just a number, just a letter on our chart. You are a human, and we're going to invest our time in you. We're going to check up on you and say, hey, how's your walk with God going? Or they might ask, hey, what's going on in your life? And when you tell them, they're going to talk to you again about it. Throughout the day, I would meet with people and they would say, I'd be like, hey, I have a question about, you know, this counseling thing or whatever, to one of my counselors. And they would say, yeah, here's how I can help you with that. And then after they're done answering, they'd say, so how did your tour go today? Okay, cool. Was your lunch any good? Like, they seemed like they were genuinely interested in the conversation. They weren't just like, let me get my information out and then go to somebody else. Yeah. It was a human thing. So we got to meet with the journalism department. We got to meet with the business department, because I might want to do that. Who knows? But something fun about that, they were like, well, why are you interested in business? I was like, that's a good question. I think it might be something good to major in. They said, yeah, but why are you really interested? I said, well, I do have a podcast. Me and my sister created one over the summer, and it's all about not worrying and living life with joy instead of worry and fear. And they were like, oh, okay. So we actually talked about this in our Bible study the other day. What do you think about this aspect of fear? How do you view this? And I was like, oh, okay. Which caught me so off guard.
And they were genuinely like, be a part of our debate. Like,
yeah,
you can tell they're like, I think, and that also helps in their excellence driven thing, because when you feel more like loved and connected at the school, you're going to want to work harder at what you're doing. And so like with the business department, they're engaging in conversations with you, and like,
right,
they're not trying to do that just to get you to come to the business department. They're like, okay, if you want to do this, let me make this the most enjoyable time.
Absolutely.
Utilize all of your time to make this worth it.
Yeah. And then I met with the music department, which I don't think I want to be a music major or minor, but I do a lot with music right now. So I was like, you know, while we're here, we got to meet with everybody except like biology. I didn't meet with them or engineering. Like, I knew the ones I don't want to do, nursing, we skipped all that. But the ones that I was even remotely interested in, I went to those tables. And the music guy, he's in charge of all of music and worship majors. So I was talking to him. I was like, yeah, well, I lead worship on Sundays and on Wednesdays and FCA, you know, all these millions of things that we do. But I was like, I'm not really sure if I want to do this as a major, but can you just tell me about your program? And he didn't even, it wasn't like, oh yeah, let me tell you why you should do music. It wasn't that at all. He said, you know, this is your decision and you should talk to God about how you should take your path or whatever. Like
what college should you do? What major should you do? Yeah. Like, that's your own walk with God.
Yeah. He was saying like, you know, whatever you are called to do, whatever your purpose is, we just want to make sure you fulfill that. And he really didn't try to sell his program. He was just like, listen how cool this is. He was like, we love talking about in our classes, we love talking about the heart of worship and what worship shouldn't be, what it should be. And they look to scripture for that. They don't just pull it out of nowhere and be like, I think this is what you should do with music. They turn everything back to that. And it was so cool to see him get so fired up about it. He was so passionate. And I was like, wow, anything that you do, whether you're a music major, business major, nurse, whatever it is, you should get so passionate and fired up about whatever it is that you decide to do that it's contagious. Like, we walked away from this guy so fired up about worship when I was like, I don't even think that's what I want to do it as a major. But it just, I saw that he knew his purpose for his life. He knew that his goal, his purpose is to like pour into every student he comes across at Union through worship and through music, but also through just everyday conversation. And he just back and forth was like, well, what do you do? What do you like doing? What are you passionate about? And it was constant conversation of, they want to go deeper than the surface level. And I think when it gets to situations like that with anything school related, sometimes I do this a lot. When I am in a situation like that, I'll just ask people very surface level questions, be like, so where are you from? What do you do? What do you like? But everything they did seemed so, I want to get past the surface. And that just stuck out to me a lot.
Yeah, something that, like you were saying, that I really noticed from everybody at Union, they weren't trying to get you to come to their school. Like, yes, they were, but they weren't trying to be like, Union is the school for you, mm-hmm. and you are not going anywhere else. They weren't trying to sell it, mm-hmm. because they were just passionate about it. And they're like, if you're going to come, this is what you can expect. This is what we're about, and this is how we do things. We want you to be a part of it. But if that's not where God has called you, then mm-hmm. don't come, because you're not going to be successful here if you know that, like, this is not where God has called you to be. And so that was just something that I thought was really cool. And I feel like a lot of colleges wouldn't do. They're like, on their preview days, they are trying to say, like, you need to come here.
Yeah.
And we want you because of this. And Union was just like, if you don't come here, that's okay. But we're telling you what we have to offer. Mm-hmm. And that, like, we have a good thing going here. So you should come be a part of it, because that would make us better. And they are trying to, like, they know that you individually would make a difference in that school. You would make a difference in other people's lives. And mm-hmm. that's, like, the people focus part of it, and, like, the social aspect. And it's like they're thinking of all of those things, and it sums it up so well with their four values. And you know it's not just, like, the surface level, like you were saying.
Yeah, and I could see in each different department too, it was so obvious that they knew you can serve God no matter what you're doing, no matter what major you're called to or what career you're called to. Each one of them, I said with the business and journalism, all those things, they all have a purpose to serve God in their own way. Because a lot of times I think it's kind of a misconception, not with everybody, but with some people, they're like, oh, well, I'm not a pastor, or, you know, I'm not going to school to be a theologian or anything, so I don't know if I'm going to serve God the way that the Bible says to. But you're just called to serve God however He is calling you to. You know, we need nurses, we need scientists, we need engineers, we need all of those people to serve God in their own way, you know? And I think that it was so clear with that at Union.
Because, like, God has put a specific desire in your heart, and He's giving you specific abilities mm-hmm. to do what you need to do to help, like,
that He doesn't give everybody.
The environment, the world, everything. Yeah. So it's like, you have a specific purpose. Let's help you live this out in the best way possible.
Yeah, it was so cool. And then we also got to do a tour of the whole school, and we got to go to a chapel service. So what was your perspective on that? Because I know the tour was for me, but you were on it too.
I loved it. It was a beautiful campus. There was a lot of walking, which kind of got tiring. Though. It was flat. So that was not bad.
Because we've been on multiple campuses for camp and stuff where it's like
all the way up here. And I'm like, no. Yeah. But it was a beautiful campus, gorgeous. And it was like, it seemed pretty easy to navigate. And it was nice to explore the different, like, buildings and see some of the dorms and just kind of, like, get an insight to college life as a little freshman.
Yeah.
But
it didn't feel real yet. I was like, oh, college is soon.
Literally, it's like, you're going to be on your own here. But I think it was just really cool. And the chapel service was also really good. Mm-hmm. It aligned with, like, what our family believes. And it was a really good environment. And I just noticed, like, you know, I looked around the room during the chapel service at one point, and I, like, just kind of glanced over to my left and glanced over to my right. And, like, I heard so many different people singing, and it's like you hear these actual students at Union, college students in the back mm-hmm. that are singing. And then you hear some other people over here that are, like, you know, touring the same thing with you, and you see how these people worship, and it's all coming together. And I thought that was a really cool thing about their, like, chapel service. And then you've got some of their students leading worship on stage, and it's like they're getting that opportunity to do that. And I'm like, mm-hmm. I know you lead worship at our church right now. I'm like, that could be you.
Yeah.
So I'm just thinking about all of that. And it was a really cool experience. I loved the visit. I loved the tour. And even though it was a lot of walking, I survived and it was a really good tour.
Yeah, which if there's somebody listening that doesn't know what chapel is, it's basically a couple of times a week at the school, they have a time where any student and every student can come together and worship just midway through the week. They do a few songs, worship together, and then they have some speaker come in and talk to them, you know. And it was just neat to see that they have that kind of opportunity that you wouldn't necessarily have at a secular school. But they also emphasize they don't have these chapel services on Wednesday nights or Sunday mornings because they want you to get connected with the local church. They don't want chapel services to be your church service. You know, it's really awesome that they have the opportunity to come together and worship, but that's not a church service. And they said, you know, whether you go to Union or not, it's such a key thing, which I think we talked about this with PJ Cuba when we interviewed him earlier on the podcast earlier this year, but it's such an important thing in college, in any stage of life, but really important in college to get connected with a church. No matter what college you go to, make sure you get connected with a good godly community. And if you don't have a good experience at one church, go to another one. Like, visit multiple churches and see where God is calling you to be. But it's so important to get connected to that. And they emphasize that a lot, that, you know, you can have your school life and you can have your church life and it can be mixed a little bit, but you definitely need to have some kind of community outside of just your church that needs to be outside of just your school that needs to be a good godly community at your church.
Yeah. And I think they really created a safe environment at Union that, like, there are people and leaders that can help you, like, find where you can get plugged in at a church. Yeah. And like sororities and different things like the Greek life or whatever. You can have these people that are like, oh, where have you found church? Like, yeah. Hey, what was your experience here? Like, and it can be different for every person, but it's also like, hey, what did you experience here? What can I kind of expect? Like, before I go, should I try this out?
Yeah.
Is this aligning with my beliefs? Like, because they really stress that, like, college is a time for your faith, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they emphasize that, you know, college is a time where you either make your faith or break your faith. It's a time when you are going off on your own for this first time. You know, we've grown up in church our whole life, mm-hmm. and whether you have or not, there's a point when a lot of people around you are influencing you. So those of you who have gone to church your whole life, it's probably because somebody else has influenced you to do that. And if you haven't gone to church your whole life, just started going, it's probably because somebody influenced you to do that. You saw, oh, this person has Jesus and it looks like there's something amazing about their life. You know, whatever mm-hmm. the reason is, when you get to college, you're on your own. And when you move past high school or move past a certain stage of life, then you make the decisions on your own. And you have to make sure that you decide ahead of time that it's something important that you really want to be around a godly community. Because if you don't decide that, then you're going to forget about it. And eventually it's just going to, if you quit going to church one time and then you quit going to church the next week, or if you stop reading your Bible for a couple weeks and then keep going and you don't have people to say, hey, how are you doing with that? Then it's going to go away and you're not going to have that foundation that you need.
Yes, absolutely. What else kind of stuck out to you with the actual tour itself?
Yeah, we also got to eat lunch on campus, and great cafeteria, great all the things.
Yes.
Let me just say, this is a very important thing to me.
Oh gosh.
So fun fact about me, my favorite dessert ever is my Aunt Lisa's Oreo pudding. And we only see her typically once a year at Thanksgiving. And I am telling you, it is the most delicious Oreo pudding I've ever had in my life.
Big back in the room.
No, but let me just say, so when we went to Union, they gave us Oreo pudding and it was so good.
Oh, gosh.
And here's the thing. I've had multiple Oreo puddings at different colleges because I've been on, like, not official tours, but I've stayed at colleges for camps and stuff.
And of course, when Riley sees the Oreo pudding, she's like,
because there's certain college foods that are just not good, but the Oreo pudding I always have to try. And let me tell you, Union's was pretty strong. I'm thinking when I actually, like, get close to deciding a college, you just blindfold me with 5 different Oreo puddings in front of me, and whichever one tastes best, that's where I'm going. So if you want me at your college, you had better step up your Oreo pudding game.
This is what sticks out to her at a college tour. Nothing. She's just like, the beliefs, whatever. If you got the Oreo pudding.
No, okay. The values first, but then your Oreo pudding. Your Oreo pudding should probably reflect your values because, they are so excellence driven and they just, okay, never mind.
Excellence driven with the Oreo pudding.
Well, they,
the chefs are also excellence driven. They are producing.
They work really hard. Those chefs are working really hard. But anyway, the Oreo pudding was amazing. The cafeteria was amazing. They had, again, like you said, their campus was incredible. They also, fun fact, their dorms, you get your own bedroom. Like the dorms are set up, which they took us in the upperclassmen dorms probably to rub it in. The freshmen don't get all the perks yet. But they have, you know, four different little mini bedrooms with your own desk and bed and a door that shuts. So you can be on your own if you want.
A door that shuts.
Like I'm saying, it's not just a room that's open with a bathroom and a kitchen and a bedroom that's shared. You have your own little private space and a bathroom and that's shared and then a little living room or whatever. But it's just cool because a lot of schools don't have that. And we've stayed at colleges before that haven't had that. So yeah, I thought that was really cool too. But overall, it was just such an incredible tour and experience day where I felt like I could take it all in and it wasn't too in my face. It was overwhelming to see it all because I've never had a real college tour like that. But they also weren't like, this is what you should do about this, 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 and this. They were all like, hey, I know that this is overwhelming, but how cool is it that you get to be here and do this? I was like, yeah, it's really cool.
And there was also like a lot of repetition, which I think is nice on a day like that, like on a preview day. They just kind of like kept enforcing kind of the same things, and that was nice because then it's like those are the things you remember when you walk away from that.
Yeah.
So to kind of wrap it up, I know we've kind of gone through a lot of what we experienced at Union University, but they're also having more preview days, so I encourage you guys to go do that if you're a junior or senior in high school.
Yes.
Or I mean, I guess if you're a sophomore trying to find out your college.
Yeah,
yet,
start early.
But anyway, so I really loved Union University, and I think it's a great school. Even though I'm not going to college like in the next 2 years or whatever, I'm not signing up for applications yet. I think it is a great college to actually look at and see if you really do want a college that is firm in like what they believe in mm-hmm. and what they are driven by, then go check out Union. Like, it's a good school.
Yeah. Also, one more fun fact, their Union, the girls basketball team, they ended up in the Final Four for March Madness. I mean, that's pretty cool.
They got the sports
too. They're not just, oh, we're a bunch of Christian college students just trying to figure out our life. They have some athletes too. They have some really cool programs.
Got some beasts.
Yeah, like you said, they have little sorority stuff mm-hmm. too that's not necessarily what you would see at a secular school, but it's a really cool different version of sororities. So they have all kinds of cool programs. I highly recommend checking them out, and I will let you guys know if they end up being my college of choice when I finally decide.
Yes. So tune in next week for another great conversation.